This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. The first session of the 18th Lok Sabha will begin tomorrow. During the session, the oath and affirmation of newly elected members will take place. Senior BJP MP Bhartrihari Mehtab, who has been appointed as pro tem speaker, will administer the oath to the newly elected Lok Sabha MPs. The election of the new Lok Sabha speaker will be held on 26th of this month, while President Draupadi Murmu will address the joint sitting of Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha on 27th of June. The session of the Rajya Sabha will commence on 27th of this month. The Parliament sessions will conclude on 3rd of next month. On the eve of the session, the News Services Division of Akashvani will bring you special discussions on issues before Parliament and Sansad ke Samaksh Mudde. Issues Before Parliament program can be heard on Akashvani Rainbow, additional frequencies, and Sansad Ke Samaksh Mudde can be heard on the Akashvani Gold, additional frequencies from 9:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. today. The Bureau of Indian Standards, BIS, has introduced two new standards, IS 18590-2024 and IS 18606-2024, to enhance the security of electric vehicles, EVs. These new BIS standards are designed to ensure that the critical component of EVs meets stringent safety requirements. The newly introduced standards are for electric vehicles in the L, M, and N categories. This initiative is a significant step towards reinforcing the reliability and safety of electric powertrains and batteries. With these new additions, BIS now boasts a total of 30 Indian standards dedicated to electric vehicles and their accessories, including charging systems. This comprehensive set of standards is crucial in driving India's transition to a more sustainable, environmentally friendly and efficient transportation system. NEET PG entrance examinations scheduled for today has been postponed. A fresh date of the examination will be announced at the earliest. The Ministry of Health has said that the decision has been taken in consideration the recent incidents of allegations regarding the integrity of certain competitive examinations. The ministry said it has decided to undertake a thorough assessment of the robustness of processes of NEET PG entrance examination conducted by the National Board of Examination for Medical Students. Meanwhile, a retest of all the 1,563 candidates appeared in the NEET UG examination will be held today, who got the grace or compensatory marks in the examination. In a notification issued earlier this month, National Testing Agency said that it will issue a public notice shortly and will also contact these candidates through email to ensure that they receive the official communication. The NTA said the decision of retest has been taken according to the Supreme Court's observation on the report of NTA's high-powered committee, the grace or compensatory marks awarded to all 1,563 students stand withdrawn. The Ministry of Education has entrusted the matter of alleged irregularities in NEET UG examination 2024 to CBI for comprehensive investigation. In a statement, the ministry said government is committed to ensure the sanctity of examinations and protect the interests of students. It reiterated that any individual or organization found to be involved will face strictest action. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted very heavy rainfall over Karnataka, Kerala and Goa during the next 4 days. Similar conditions accompanied with thunderstorm and lightning is also likely in parts of Tamil Nadu, Maharashtra and Gujarat. In northeastern India and sub-Himalayan West Bengal, heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue to prevail for the next 5 days. In table tennis, India's Srija Kula has reached the finals in both women's singles and women's doubles at the World Table Tennis Contender in Lagos, Nigeria last evening. Srija also made history by becoming the first Indian to advance to a WTT Contender final in singles category. And that is the end of this news bulletin.